It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee County launched a new drug overdose dashboard this week with closer tracking and real-time data. The hope is that this dashboard will be a tool that leads to more effective intervention strategies, ultimately reducing the number of overdose deaths.
At a news conference Tuesday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley praised the county's Office of Emergency Management for its collaboration and transparency.
But collecting this information is only one piece of the puzzle. Sharing metrics and analytics is equally crucial. By making the data publicly available, it allows residents of Milwaukee County, public health organizations, researchers, local hospitals, and other community stakeholders to ensure that their programs and services are properly informed, effective, accessible, and equitable.
We have a leader of that office with us now. Dan Pojar is the EMS Division Director for the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. Dan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. We just heard County Executive David Crowley there emphasizing the impact this dashboard could have on a large swath of the community. What do you see as the potential impact for the presentation of this data?
Yeah, so just much like COVID, we also created a dashboard back then, and it was really, the goal was to inform a broad audience, whether it was the general public, fire and EMS to see where hotspots of activity were occurring, public health. It's meant to be a broad tool that serves multiple purposes. And we also see through the media coverage, something like overdoses are actually happening here. It's reported in the news, but we wanted to provide a little bit more granular detail to our, not only our county, but also our communities, our neighborhoods, to see where and who was being affected.
And the dashboard can tell us many different types of stories through data. You can find out overdose death demographics. You can learn the top five most common drug combinations in overdose patients in Milwaukee versus West Allis. How can information from this dashboard be used to reduce overdoses in Milwaukee County? How do you make that connection?
Yeah, so I think it's a multi-agency effort, whether it's public health, our fire departments that we partner with, Health and Human Services at the county, plus many other resources, even pharmacies that are providing like over-the-counter and naloxone. But it's showing that, fentanyl is our largest culprit in a lot of these overdose fatalities. And we can see that it's mixed with other things, and that's in the data that we receive from the medical examiner's office. So when we're able to display that, it helps communicate that, hey, there's absolutely risk for fentanyl to be mixed in with other things, and that's why we should utilize the tools that we have available to us. So there's multiple harm reduction vending machines placed throughout the county. They have fentanyl testing strips. There's xylazine testing strips, so you're able to test a sample of the drug supply and see if there is fentanyl in there, and then hopefully that creates an awareness of, exercise a little bit more caution with that.
Something that I take away from this dashboard is just how community-driven the response should be to the opioid crisis. Like, you just can't crunch and look into state data and have a blanket approach to this crisis. Are you seeing that tailored approach?
Yeah, we are. We're actually seeing different areas. We do have some geospatial analysis, so that's some mapping products that we're able to put together. We haven't released those just yet. There's a kind of a little bit more scrutiny that we try to apply to those from a patient data protection perspective. But we can see hotspots emerging in certain communities. So once we're able to identify those, we actually have created a model that's called our EVE model. It's evaluating vulnerability and equity. So when we look at overdose rates combined with other factors such as, housing insecurity, transportation access, and social vulnerability, determinants of health, we can prioritize areas to really say, hey, if an agency or location wants to host a vending machine that has these supplies, this would be a great spot for that. And we can help with some of that decision-making process using some of the real-time data. And then we've actually seen some results from that already. So in our EMS system data, we've seen approximately 6% decrease in non-fatal overdoses, but we've seen a 41% decrease in naloxone administered by EMS. And our presumption there is that there's so much naloxone available that's low barrier, easy to access in the community, that patients are getting it sooner when they need it And then not necessarily having to wait for EMS to arrive with it to provide that medication.
Naloxone, the medicine that can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose. Do you think that it's these free distribution points that are then making such an impact?
It's not only just the free distribution points, but we even have teams going out from our Health and Human Services Department. And once we identify at times, you know, a high risk or a high activity area, they're actually going door to door, talking with folks, offering what we call a harm reduction or a hope kit. Same thing with our fire departments. If they respond to a scene and say someone's having chest pain, a completely unrelated event, or if they do go for an overdose, we make these kits available to anyone. No questions asked. If they ask for it and it's available, we'll give it to them.
Dan, why are overdoses difficult to track? Why are they complicated?
Some of the data quality issues when it comes to overdoses, you know, there's a variety of presentations that a patient may have. So if someone sees someone, they may appear unconscious. They may have difficulty breathing. They may just not be feeling well, like kind of a sick presentation. We have to come up with a lot of different ways to really scrutinize the data to find, you know, where is a patient? Are they getting naloxone before we get there? Did we give it to them? What are some of the outcomes of those patients as well? So it's a big effort, and that's part of what we've invested with some of our opioid settlement funds is adding some data positions to our team so that we can see some extra effort and more concerted focus on our patient care records.
We're talking about a new Milwaukee County drug overdose dashboard with Dan Pojar. He's the EMS Division Director for Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. Dan, looking more personally at you, before you came to Milwaukee, you were an EMS responder in Dayton, Ohio, which in 2017, it had one of the highest rates of overdose deaths in the nation. As an EMS responder working in the opioid crisis, what is one of your frustrations or challenges in doing this work?
Well, I don't know. I'd characterize it as a frustration. It's certainly challenging just in the sheer volume of patients that I was seeing, particularly in that area. And as you mentioned, it was one of the highest overdose fatality rates in the country. Just the sheer volume of patients that we were seeing at certain times, especially when we had a bad batch of drug come through the area, it would just ramp up and we'd see, you know, a lot of patients at one time. But also, you know, there's other emergencies going on. We have patients with chest pain and heart attacks that we need to take care of. Same thing with strokes. I was based out of a health system and we had a very busy emergency department. So there was times that when I was not doing, you know, interfacility transports from one hospital to another, I would be going down to the emergency department and helping out, stabilizing overdose victims and also helping with some of the more acute emergencies and trauma.
Wow. Wow. You mentioned cardiac arrest, stroke, and Milwaukee County has other data tracking dashboards in the works. There's a cardiac arrest dashboard and is in the process, I understand, launching one to track strokes. Can you tell us about the integration here with the overdose dashboard?
Yeah, this ties in actually really nicely with the overdose dashboard is our cardiac arrest one. And that one is currently available on our website. And it ties in for a couple of reasons. Is one, if an overdose goes untreated and that someone that needs naloxone, they're not breathing well, that can and will lead to cardiac arrest. So we also wanted the public to understand that there is, you know, an opportunity for what we call bystander intervention or an intervention from a community member. So that's why, you know, the naloxone, that's the nasal spray, is available to the public. That can be an intervention. The same thing also applies with someone who is in cardiac arrest and may need chest compressions. We're pumping on the chest to circulate blood. But overdose and cardiac arrest may present in a similar fashion. Typically, people are unconscious and they're not breathing normally. They may be gasping or snoring. And if you're not a trained medical professional that can assess for a pulse, you know, you may not be able to tell which one's which. So that's why we put both these out really in tandem. And it shows, too, with community bystander intervention, either from naloxone or chest compressions, that does increase survival rates.
We're learning through the dashboard that these opiates are disproportionately killing Black men in Milwaukee County. Why is this so deadly in this segment of the community?
So we've seen an increase in the Black men population, specifically the 50 and older. And this was actually identified through our partnership with a group called ODFAS. It's the Overdose Public Health and Safety Team. The exact reasons, I think, are somewhat difficult to tease out. But this is absolutely a community that's been identified as high opportunity for engagement, additional education, harm reduction, and also supply with more harm reduction resources.
Is there anything that this overdose dashboard cannot do, cannot supply you through data that is either forthcoming or that you would love to integrate?
Yeah, actually, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, a geospatial component. So, you know, visualization on a map tells a real interesting story. And that's kind of the next phase of what we're trying to move into. To understand geospatially where things are happening in the community. And, you know, it's not necessarily one specific area or neighborhood. It's spread throughout. I mean, this is an indiscriminate issue, not only in Milwaukee County, but really anywhere.
You're also working with local fire departments with their mobile integrated health teams. What effect does that have on this crisis?
Pretty profound. So we started up a program with our mobile integrated health, also known as community paramedics, to provide a buprenorphine administration. So this is a drug that is safe and effective to give to somebody, especially experiencing fairly moderate to severe symptoms of withdrawal. And this can help temporize those withdrawal symptoms and allow a period of time to where we can, you know, start to engage healthcare and see if we can get access to additional follow-up care. So
wraparound services. Yeah. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Dan Pojar is EMS Division Director for Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. Milwaukee County has launched this new drug overdose dashboard this week to help predict future overdoses. To find substance abuse treatment help, the number is 1-800-662-HELP.